If you missed Heather and Steve, you missed a lot.
Steve, where are we going today?
Southeast London. Firefighters called to the scene of a construction site.
Okay.
Because there's a teenage girl seen on top of a crane.
That's not good.
130 foot high. Now, I don't know the rules of London as I do in America, but I don't think you can be a 15-year-old girl and be in the construction crane workers union.
I don't think so.
So she doesn't work there, is
right,
my point.
Right.
Come to find out, it's 2 a.m. They're nervous. She could be upset. She could be looking to jump.
Mm-hmm.
Firefighters call to the scene, and they find a scene even more bizarre. She's fast asleep.
What?
Colleen McLeod is a sleepwalker, and so somehow, in the middle of the night, she walked from her home to the construction site, climbed a 130-foot crane, walked 40 feet out to the counterweight part of the crane, and curled up in a ball and went back to sleep.
She's a real-life Mr. Magoo.
Real-life Mr. Magoo. So now, Johnny Fireman is sitting there, and he's like, well, if I wake her up and then she gets spooked,
right,
she could roll over and plummet to an untimely death.
You do not want to startle a female Mr. Magoo.
That's true. That's in the Bible. You can look that up. We're not making it up. So he's like, oh, well, I don't know what to do. So he does what any man would do in that situation. He goes through Colleen's pockets.
What?
Finds her cell phone.
Yeah.
Opens it up. Calls her mother. Says, Mom McLeod, this is what we got for you. Your daughter, we got her, but she's asleep and 130 feet above the ground. So I'm going to hang up the phone. I want you to call her back so that you wake her up with a friendly voice phone call.
Right.
Then we can get her home.
Right. And that's what happened?
And that's what happened.
And it worked?
She called her daughter, scolded her a little bit, as, you know, British people can do. And save the day.
Wow.
How about that?
That's crazy. Somebody's got to strap this girl to her bed. I mean, this is bad. If she continues to take off.
She's only 15.
Steven.
Heather and Steve, mornings on Light Rock 105.